media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions this morning, we'll work those questions into the coaches. We now welcome onto the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations to you. A big 26-0 road win at Morgan State on Saturday. Talk about what impressed you about your team.
Well, I thought, first of all, I thought the defense was outstanding in the game. And, you know, up until the last drive when the young guys were out there, they only had 7 first downs and probably about 180 yards. And so I was very pleased with their efforts. I thought, you know, we won the turnover battle again, which is always important to us. And, you know, the offense took a little while to get going. Morgan State's defense is very athletic and presented a lot of problems early for us. But it was good to see, you know, kind of break through in the second half and, you know, kind of in the second quarter of the rest of the way, the offense started to play a lot better. But all in all, it was, you know, 2 road weeks in a row is never fun to start the season. And I thought the kids got through it. And in both games, I thought we played pretty well and hopefully sets us up for a little homestand here. We need to get some good wins the next couple weeks here. Start with Mama.
Talking about your defense, you guys did a great job of limiting ODU's high-powered offense. You shut their run game down, and then you hold Morgan State to 64 on the ground. What's been the key? What are you guys doing so well defensively right now?
You know, I think the kids, you know, the kids got, the coaches have the kids believe it, and the kids just fly around, you know. When the way we played the first 2 weeks, we've just been really aggressive, and they're running the football. And that's what good defenses do. And you know, we're fitting our gaps properly, and we're making some plays. And you know, right now we're just trying to survive injuries on both sides of the ball. We're just really starting to. We play without our starting linebacker. We basically play without our best defensive lineman for most of the game. And you know, our starting safety just was limited. So you know, now what you're seeing is a group of kids just being resilient. And I'm happy with them. Hope they can continue to do that.
We're here with UAlbany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. One of those guys that certainly stepped up the last couple of weeks, Nate Hatalski, he had, I think, 12 tackles in week one and then 9 tackles, 3 tackles for loss on Saturday. Talk about his performance.
Yeah, Nate's just been really steady for us. You know, we lost a great player last year, an all-conference middle linebacker, and it was a huge concern who was going to run the defense. But, you know, Nate's a kid that walked on the team. He's a local kid from our area, from Mechanicsville in New York here and near Albany, and he's really done a great job. He's earned a scholarship, and, you know, everybody's really proud of Nate right now. He's really keeping us lined up right, moving right, making the good checks. He's been exceptional. We need him to continue to do that.
You touched on winning the turnover battle for the second straight game, and that's something that you guys did last season about as well as anybody in the country. What has been the key to continually game in and game out, being able to win that stat category?
Well, we've really been pretty good all 3 years I've been, or all, really all 3 years. Last year, 2 years ago, we had a few more on offense just because of the youth, but our takeaways have been in the top 5 or 8 in the country the last 3 years, and we work really hard. I think that all coaches will tell you the same thing. It's just we all practice the same way, and we all emphasize similar things, but our kids have just made it really part of our culture that it's important to them, and I just hope it doesn't stop. It's a huge part of any success we have is the ability to take the ball away, and we need to continue to do it. We practice, and hopefully that you know, we'll have another great showing this week in the turnover battle.
Well, I switched over to the offensive side of the ball, and you've been without EV the first 2 weeks, but your freshman Carl Mofor with another great game, 98 yards and a couple of touchdowns, and KJ Rogers 60 yards on 8 carries. Talk about how your running game has been able to maintain even without EV, and how those two guys played.
You know, they're getting better each week. You know, KJ's run well, and Carl's been really good. So I'm happy with obviously having some depth and having two kids that can handle the load a little bit. It relieved our mind a little bit as we see where EB is. It's a big week for EB. We're hoping he's going to be back at practice and this week, and we'd love to have him and get him back in the lineup. He's a, you know, we've missed him when you play games like we have, and you don't have an All-American running back, it's a real hurt to the overall defense, offense, and also to our leadership group not having EB around. And so, but credit those two younger running backs for stepping up and you know, making us still confident in our running game.
And I would think that with a running game performing the way it is, you have to be pretty pleased with the way your offensive line has performed over the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, they've been gutsy. We're struggling with any group that's their first year starters and they're going into their third game. Is, you know, technically we're not where we want to be, but they've got a lot of grit and they play hard and they really, you know, I mean, I've always loved offensive line groups ever since I played. They have a togetherness and a closeness as a group that you just love seeing that as a coach, and I see it out of this group, and they're definitely progressing, and we're going to be really challenged again this week, and I'm hoping that they can continue to climb that ladder, experience ladder, because really that's what they need is game experience, and they're starting to get it, and you know, you can't run the ball if those guys aren't at least doing a job, so you know, they have been really solid, and we're expecting better things out of them as we progress.
We're here with UAlbany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him, just hit *1 on your keypad. As you touched on, big challenge this week at home against a Monmouth team that comes in 2-0, put a bunch of points on the board against Lehigh last week. As you've taken an early look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present?
You know, they're really good. The quarterback is exceptional. He's certainly the best quarterback we'll have faced up to this point this year. He makes all the throws. He's athletic. They've really got a high powered offense. They have five guys on the offensive line, five seniors across the front. They've all been starters and players. Big tight ends. They're very loaded on the offensive side. A little young in their backfield skill group, but from there, everyone else is seniors and juniors. They're a big challenge for our defense. And defensively, they're just really what you would expect from. As you've seen Monmouth over the years, like I have, they're just a typical Monmouth defense. They're coached, they're physical, they don't take major chances, and they make you work for every yard. And that's about what I'm seeing. They're really good football players.
What are some of the keys for you guys to be able to handle them? What are some of the things you're going to need to do well?
Really, doesn't change for us a whole lot week to week. It's just we've got to continue to try to win the turnover battle and to play our game. If we can run the football and keep their offense off the field, that's a benefit for us. You know, we love to use the play clock and shorten games, and that's the key for us to do well. And we're going to stick to it and go out here and try to get a win against Monmouth. They're very good this year. They just beat a pretty good ranked football team in Lehigh. So, you know we got our hands full.
After two long trips to start the year, how nice is it going to be, as you touched on, to get a couple of stretches at home right here and be at home on Saturday?
Yeah, it's really big. You know, usually in college football, you don't hit the road the first 2 weeks. And it's been a challenge, especially who we played. And, you know, we definitely are going to be glad to be home and get in front of our home crowd. It's a 7 o'clock game, so we're expecting a big crowd, and we're going to need them to provide some energy and hopefully get us started earlier. We've been a little sluggish on offense in the first quarter the last 2 weeks. I'm hoping we come out of the gates with a bang and play our best football.
All right, Greg, thanks as always for the time today, and good luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, thanks.